And I too thank you very much for those readings tonight. I've always loved that story about Daniel in the lion's den. I know we all do. But I love in where the Bible states that Daniel, when he knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Such a beautiful picture, and we do have that beautiful painting many of you are familiar with that Mrs. Eddy had in her home of when Daniel was actually in the lion's den and looking out at a window toward the light while the lions behind him just were kneeling peacefully, which was quite some demonstration. And in Martha Wilcox's book, in the article, Our Mission in the World as Individual, she speaks about what is called the law of reciprocal being. That is just the thought that Daniel didn't just think he was being governed by God, but he knew that everything was being governed by God. As Mrs. Eddy says in Science and Health, understanding the control which love held over all, Daniel felt safe in the lion's den. So Daniel knew, yes, he was governed by God, but also the king was, and even his so-called conspirators were governed by God, and certainly the lions were governed by God. And in that knowing, in that strong knowing, even under persecution, he was kept safe. It's truly a tremendous lesson, and one that I have often thought about and have gained much from when I've had the wisdom and foresight to understand the law of reciprocal being. Martha Wilcox also says, if we think rightly at all times and under all circumstances, there is little danger that we shall act wrongly when under pressure. And Daniel is a wonderful example of that, praying 3 times a day, thinking rightly at all times and under all circumstances. So when he was placed actually in a lion's den, he was able to keep his thought stayed on God, and then accomplished a tremendous victory that we still read about and gain inspiration from this very day. I'm so very grateful for these beautiful Bible stories and lessons that they teach us. I'm certainly grateful for this church, for Mrs. Eddy, Christ Jesus, and the really privilege and honor to be with you all every Wednesday night. And have a good evening.